Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 22nd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. Negotiations are about timing, leverage, and opportunity. Where we are right here, right now, following our success in the representation election, in the midst of the Section 6 process, with management needing single contracts in place to complete their merger, creates a landscape for our union to make decisions that will best address our concerns in negotiations. The power we have as a union is directly related to the engagement and mobilization of our membership towards a collective goal. Our work in the representation election affords us that opportunity, and regardless of how any of us voted in the election, we can all agree that we all share the common agenda for contractual improvements. We can also all agree that we need and demand those improvements sooner rather than later. While we continue to pursue the course of action announced from our summer 2011 MEC meeting, negotiations remain on course with our current schedule of mediated sessions with management. This week, our negotiating committee met with management in our regular session, and completed details may be found in this week's FAN newsletter. If you're not yet a member of the FAN, we encourage you to sign up and remain involved in the progress of our negotiations. United Airlines reported a $538 million profit yesterday for the second quarter of 2011. This was down from the same period last year. Bloomberg News says that the company's profit topped analysts' estimates as higher fares helped blunt rising fuel costs. During a conference call yesterday announcing the second quarter results, United CEO Jeff Smizik reported that he does not expect to have any joint contracts in place by the end of this year, when management anticipates issuance of the Single Operating Certificate, the SOC. As United continues to rack up profits and management continues to lavish themselves with pay, flight attendants and all other frontline workers at United remain without a contract after 2 years in negotiations. We know management has the ability to negotiate quickly when they choose to, and we remain optimistic that our pursuit of expedited negotiations will be recognized to be benefit to all parties and move our negotiations to a successful conclusion. On Thursday, AFA urged Capitol Hill lawmakers to act on a long-overdue Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill before an extension of FAA funding expires. After numerous extensions that have kept critical funding and vital programs for aviation in operation, anti-worker House Republican lawmakers are holding the FAA bill hostage. They have threatened to shut down the Federal Aviation Administration over a provision that overturns fair union election rules that were implemented by the National Mediation Board last year. This anti-union provision is holding up critical aviation infrastructure maintenance and safety, as these lawmakers have been unwilling to negotiate on a comprehensive reauthorization bill that does not include this undemocratic provision. The FAA reauthorization bill establishes the programs to maintain the safety of civil aviation. The current FAA reauthorization bill has been extended 20 times over the last 3 years. These short-term extensions make it difficult for the FAA to begin crucial long-term improvements, such as upgrading the current air traffic control system. If the current extension fails to pass, the FAA would be forced to shut down, which would have devastating effects for air travel. View a video about this story on our website. And today, Congress adjourned for the week without passing a clean FAA reauthorization extension, so there will be a partial shutdown of the FAA. What this means is that all non-operational FAA employees will be furloughed, and all airport improvement construction projects will be stopped. This will not affect the air traffic control system, and airlines will operate as normal for now. AFA will be receiving an updated briefing from the White House and the Department of Transportation this evening. As this situation develops, we will keep you informed. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, the union that represents American Airlines flight attendants, responded to the decision of their airline to place a record-breaking aircraft order. The president of APFA said that they were in agreement with the airline's decision to modernize and diversify their fleet, but their management needs to remember that aircraft are only one aspect of the equation. While American Airlines didn't declare bankruptcy during the period, which United Airlines did, flight attendants and other workers helped save their company, and that sacrifice needs to be recognized in their ongoing negotiations towards improvements to their contracts. The flight attendants at American Airlines have been past the amendable date of their contract for more than 3 years. Workers at airlines in the United States have made enormous sacrifices in order to ensure that their respective airline continues to remain successful. All the while, senior management at these airlines, ours included, have handsomely rewarded themselves. It's time that these executives realize the importance of these frontline workers to the success of each company. We stand in solidarity with our sisters and brothers at APFA and support our collective efforts to advocate that executives who run the airlines get to work and conclude contract negotiations at both United and American Airlines. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.